MicroRNAs and essential components of the microRNA processing machinery are not encoded in the genome of the Tenophorniniopsis leadii. Maxwell et al. Maxwell et al. BMC Genomics 2012, 13, 714 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-2164/13/714. Maxwell et al. BMC Genomics 2012, 13, 714 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-2164/13/714. Research article. Open access. MicroRNAs and essential components of the microRNA processing machinery are not encoded in the genome of the Tenophorniniopsis leadii. Evan K. Maxwell 1.2, Joseph F. Ryan 1.3, Christine E. Schnitzler 1, William E. Brown 4 and Andreas D. Baksevenis 1. Abstract background. MicroRNAs play a vital role in the regulation of gene expression and have been identified in every animal with a sequenced genome examined thus far, except for the placozoan Trichoplax. The genomic repertoires of metazoan microRNAs have become increasingly endorsed as phylogenetic characters and drivers of biological complexity. Results? In this study, we report the first investigation of microRNAs in a species from the phylum Ctenophora. We use short RNA sequencing and the assembled genome of the Lobate Ctenophorniniopsis leadii to show that this species appears to lack any recognizable microRNAs, as well as the nuclear proteins Drosha and Pascha, which are critical to canonical microRNA biogenesis. This finding represents the first reported case of a metazoan lacking a Drosha protein. Conclusions: recent phylogenomic analyses suggest that Nemeopsis may be the earliest branching metazoan lineage. If this is true, then the origins of canonical microRNA biogenesis and microRNA-mediated gene regulation may postdate the last common metazoan ancestor. Alternatively, canonical microRNA functionality may have been lost independently in the lineages leading to both Nemeopsis and the placozoan Trichoplax, suggesting that microRNA functionality was not critical until much later in metazoan evolution. Keywords: Nemeopsis leadii, Ctenophora, metazoa, microRNA, miRNA, Drosha, Pascha, microprocessor complex, Ribonucleus III, RNase III. Background: microRNAs, miRNAs are a class of small RNA molecules derived from transcribed mRNA hairpin structures and spliced introns, 1-3, that play a key role in mRNA targeting, leading to the degradation or translational repression of the target transcript. The regulatory functions of miRNAs are essential to many key biological processes in metazoans, including development, cell growth and death, stem cell maintenance, hematopoiesis, and neurogenesis. Aberrations in miRNA regulation have been linked to blood disorders, oncogenesis, and other malignancies in humans. 4. The hairpin structures in mRNA transcripts that give rise to primary microRNAs, pre-miRNAs are not unique to miRNAs or correspondence. Andy, at nhgree.ni.gov 1 Genome Technology Branch, National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, MD 20892, USA. Full list of author information is available at the end of the article. Metazoans: these hairpins can form much more frequently than functional pre-miRNAs, 3.5, and can arise from inverted duplications, transposable elements, and genomic repeats, 3.67. Metazoans, however, possess a unique complement of cellular machinery for processing and transporting mature miRNAs to their targets that has not been identified in any non-metazoan species to date, 8-11. It has been observed that once novel miRNAs emerge in a metazoan lineage, they are very rarely lost. Thus, mRNAs are thought to represent strong phylogenetic markers and, through their ability to finitune gene expression, appear to be major drivers of biological complexity. The 8th of December 2014, the canonical mRNA biogenesis pathway in metazoans is part of the larger RNA interference (RNA) pathway, which includes the closely related cRNA pathway, figure 1. The mRNA pathway is distinct from the ancestral cRNA pathway in that it is initiated by the copyright sign, 2012 Maxwell et al., licensee Biomed Central Limited. This is an open access article distributed under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution License, http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/2.0, which permits unrestricted use, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided the original work is properly cited. Maxwell et al., BMC Genomics 2012, 13, 714 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-2164/13/714, page 2 of 10, canonical mRNA pathway, Mertran pathway, RNAPII, RNAPII exon intron exon, Drosha, transcription, transcription, Pasha NAAAAAAAA, cleavage, AAAAAAAA, exon exon splicing mature monar splicing, cRNA pathway, XO, AAAAAAA pre mRNA, capital N, capital O, X, short hairpin, pre mRNA exporting 5DS RNA, nucleus, DISA TRBPRISC formation, UT, G, RISC, RISC formation, RG, TAR, D, RISC, capital A, RN, MET, N, R, passenger strand degradation, mAdRNNA ilishio, mRNA pathway, on, passenger strand degradation, L-NA-CO N-SLA-CO N-TRA-PRI-RI, on RNTM ADA-GRD, virus, exogenous cRNA, cytoplasm, figure 1 metazone mRNA and cRNA pathways, representation of standard metazone models for canonical mRNA biogenesis, Mertran biogenesis, and cRNA processing. The Drosha-Pasha protein complex is specific to canonical mRNA biogenesis and initiates cleavage of the primary mRNA, pre-mRNA, from transcribed monars, intronic mRNAs, Mertrans, bypass cleavage by Drosha-Pasha, generating precursor mRNAs, pre-mRNAs, via intron splicing of monars. The DISA and Argonaut proteins are responsible for further processing and transport of mRNAs, in addition to short interfering RNAs, cRNAs, from exogenous sources, resulting in repression of monar targets, cleavage of hairpin structures, that is, pre-mRNAs, from monars in the nucleus by the Drosha-Pasha complex, also known as the microprocessor complex, producing precursor mRNAs, that is, pre-mRNAs, that can be exported into the cytosol via the exportin 5-RAN GTP complex. After being transported into the cytosol, mRNAs and cRNAs undergo the same processing and targeting steps, initiated by DISA cleavage and loading into the RNA-induced silencing complex, RISC, with Argonaut 15. The cRNA pathway is an ancient biological defense mechanism used to ward off the integration of foreign nucleic acids, such as double-stranded RNAs, dsRNAs, introduced by viruses, and is known to have existed in the oldest eukaryotes, 7.10. Thus, the emergence of the metazoan canonical mRNA biogenesis pathway most likely coincided with the evolution of the Drosha-Pasha complex found only in metazoans, 10.11. Functionally, the Drosha-Pasha complex enables Maxwell et al., BMC Genomics 2012, 13, 714 http://www. www.biomedcentral.com/1471-2164/13/714. Cleavage of pre-mRNA hairpins that are subsequently exported out of the nucleus and processed by the pre-existing RNA pathway. Given the differences in molecular machinery, processing, and target recognition, mRNAs are thought to have evolved separately and exclusively in animals and plants, 3.7, 9.16. However, a number of recent studies have reported identification of mRNAs in unicellular eukaryotes, including several thought to be homologs of mRNAs specific to animal and plant lineages, 17-29. These studies imply that mRNAs evolved once, early in eukaryotic evolution. Nevertheless, a recent report, 30, re-examined these studies and found that, of the cumulative 232 reported mRNAs, none of the putative plant or animal homologs met established criteria for mRNA annotation. They were, instead, likely traces of other small RNAs, for example, cRNAs, RNAs, or snRNAs, that happened to fit the length spectrum of mature mRNA sequences. Additionally, only 28 of the putative novel mRNAs passed the annotation criteria, and those were restricted to green and brown algae. In light of this evidence, it appears most likely that mRNAs evolved independently in multiple eukaryotic lineages, with the metazone pathway being dependent upon the Drosha-Pascha protein complex. Here, we described an in-depth characterization of both the mRNA biogenesis pathway proteins and genomic regions that may correspond to pre-mRNA loci in the recently sequenced genome of Nemeopsis leedii, http://research.nhgree.ni.gov/mnemeopsis/. Recent phylogenomic analyses suggest that Ctenophora may be the earliest branching metazone lineage, 31.32, and genomic studies of a number of gene superclasses, 33.34, and signaling pathways, 35, in Nemeopsis are consistent with this theory. If Ctenophores are, indeed, the earliest metazone branch, examining the genome of Nemeopsis provides us a rare opportunity to better understand the origin of mRNA processing in metazones. Alternatively, if Ctenophores branched later in evolution and Porifera is the most basal metazone lineage, 36, Nemeopsis still provides a valuable model from which to study the early evolution of this important small RNA processing pathway. Putative mRNAs, and the pathway proteins involved in their canonical biogenesis, have been studied in other non-bilaterian metazones, including Nematostella victensis, Hydra magnipapillata, Trichoplaxid herons, and Amphimedon queenslandica, 9.13. 37. The complete processing pathway was identified in all cases except Trichoplax, which lacks a Pascha homolog and recognizable mRNAs, 6.9. 38. However, the presence of Drosha, Pascha, and mRNAs in Amphimedon, a metazone lineage that branched prior to Trichoplax, suggests that Trichoplax must have lost mRNA functionality, 9, page 3 of 10. Results and discussion in order to understand the increasing complexity observed in the early evolution of animals, we have sequenced, annotated, and performed a preliminary analysis of the Nemeopsis genome. During this process, we were able to map 99.4% of the 15,752 publicly available Nemeopsis estate sequences to our genome assembly. These data are available through our Nemeopsis Genome Project website, http://research.nhgree.ni/gov/nemeopsis. This website provides access to the assembled genome scaffolds, predicted protein models, transcriptome data, and estate data. The website also provides access to the Nemeopsis Genome Browser, a BLAST utility, a gene-centric wiki, protein domain annotations, and information on gene clusters mapped to human KID pathways via an intuitive and easy-to-use interface. Through our examination of the Nemeopsis genome and its predicted proteome, we were able to identify multiple RNA pathway proteins necessary for mRNA and cRNA processing, including DISA, Argonaut, RAN, and Exportin-5, but the mRNA specific biogenesis pathway proteins DROSHA and PASHA are strikingly absent. To our knowledge, this is the first reported case of a metazone genome lacking a DROSHA homolog. Since DISA and DROSHA are both members of the ribonuclease III, RNase III, protein family, figure 2, we focused our analysis on the RNase III protein domain to better characterize the Nemeopsis DISA protein and to yield insight into how, through the evolution of this protein, figure 2 typical domain architectures of ribonuclease III and PASHA proteins, members of the ribonuclease III, RNase III, protein family all contain RNase III protein domains responsible for binding Mg2 plus ions that cleave individual strands of dsRNA. The dsRNA binding domain, dsRBD, is common to most RNase III proteins and PASHA. Other common domains found in RNase III class 3, DISA, proteins include PAS, a domain of unknown function, DUF, and a helicase. PASHA contains only tandem dsRBD domains, a domain architecture relatively common in other dsRNA binding proteins within metazone proteomes. Maxwell et al., BMC Genomics 2012, 13, 714 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-2164/13/714. Family in the metazoa, the canonical mRNA biogenesis pathway may have emerged. DROSHA and DISA belong to subclasses 2, DROSHA, and 3, DISA, of the RNase III protein family, 39. Both proteins are characterized by tandem RNase III domains that cleave dsRNA to a specific length, often producing cleavage products with a 2-nucleotide 30 overhang. However, distinct differences have been observed in the dsRNA binding specificity and cellular localization of these two RNase III subclasses, 39. Class 3 RNase III enzymes have a PAS domain that recognizes dsRNA ends with the distinctive 2-nucleotide 30 overhang indicative of prior RNase III cleavage. Class 2 RNase III enzymes do not appear to contain a domain with specific affinity for dsRNA and, instead, rely on complex formation in the nucleus with a cofactor, PASHA, or DGCR8 invertebrates, that recognizes the ssRNA-dsRNA junctions characteristic of pre-mRNA hairpins 39. RNase III class 3 DISA-like proteins that lack a PAS domain, and have a domain structure more similar to DROSHA, have been identified in non-metazones but function as part of an unrelated pathway, 40. They have also been identified in early branching metazones, but their function has not been confirmed experimentally, 40. Since deletion of the PAS domain in a functional DISA has been shown to produce an RNase III enzyme without target specificity, 41, there are likely functional binding domains other than PAS within the RNase III class 3 subfamily. To determine which class, S, of RNase III enzymes the Nemeopsis DISA protein is most closely related to, we performed a phylogenetic analysis on the RNase III domains of early branching metazone DISA and DROSHA proteins. We used HMMER, 42, to search available non-bilaterian animal protein sequences, that is, Nemeopsis, Nematostella, Hydra, Trichoplax, and Amphimedon, to identify all candidate class 2 or class 3 RNase III proteins containing tandem RNase III domains. Our search yielded only one DISA protein in Nemeopsis and numbers of proteins consistent with other reports on the early branching metazoa, 9.43. We included a sample of bilaterian DISA and DROSHA sequences in our analysis to ensure each protein class was monophyletic across the metazoa. We separated the RNase IIIA and RNase IIB domains of each protein, figure 2, aligned the domains, trimmed the poorly conserved and flanking regions, and used the resulting alignment as the basis for further phylogenetic analysis. See additional file 1, dataset 1AB. The tree generated from this alignment, figure 3A, contains separate clades for each RNase III domain subgroup, confirming the characterization of the Nemeopsis RNase III protein as a dicer protein. Importantly, the topology unites the Drosha RNase IIIA and, page 4 of 10, RNase II domains with the respective dicer RNase III domains. Given that RNase III class 2, Drosha, proteins are restricted to the metazoa, 10.11, whereas RNase III class 3, dicer, proteins are found in the RNA pathways of ancestral eukaryotes, 7.10, 43. This topology suggests that Drosha evolved from dicer via a duplication event early in the evolution of the metazoa, roughly coinciding with the emergence of mRNA functionality, figure 3b. This observation contradicts the less parsimonious argument that these double RNase III domain-containing enzymes evolved independently from separate eubacterial RNase III domains, 10, additional file 2, figure S1. It is possible that Nemeopsis utilizes alternative methods for producing mRNAs for transcriptional regulation. Therefore, we searched for mRNAs using data from short RNA sequencing runs on two Nemeopsis samples. We were unable to identify any known metazoan mRNAs that map to the Nemeopsis genome. While we were able to predict several novel mRNA candidates using two methods, no predictions were reproducible across all samples and methods. In addition, even the highest scoring predictions exhibited atypical read mapping signatures. Thus, we have classified all of these predictions as false positives, as they do not appear to be processed by the canonical mRNA machinery, see methods. Some spliced introns can correctly fold into pre-mRNAs, called mertrons, independent of cleavage by Drosha and Pasha, 1.26, figure 1. However, within the Nemeopsis genome, only a handful of introns have predicted secondary structures suggestive of mertron coding potential, and none of these have read mapping signatures to indicate that they are functional mertrons. The presence of exportin-5 and downstream RNA pathway proteins dicer and argonaut in Nemeopsis could indicate the existence of an alternative mechanism for mRNA production that predates the canonical mRNA pathway. The lack of recognizable mRNAs in our small RNA sequences, however, suggests that this scenario is unlikely. Recently, cases of functional exogenous mRNAs acquired via ingestion were identified in animals, 44, suggesting a possible dietary mechanism by which Nemeopsis could utilize mRNA regulatory functions in the absence of a functional endogenous canonical pathway. However, the mechanism for exogenous mRNA activity remains poorly understood. It has been hypothesized that mertrons may have predated the Drosha-Pasha-mediated pathway, based on the observation that the mechanistic requirements for their evolution may have been fairly simple, 1.2. The identification of mertrons in rice, 3.45, and the presence of the necessary machinery in Nemeopsis, described above are consistent with this hypothesis. However, given the absence of functional mertrons in Maxwell et al., BMC Genomics 2012, 13, 714 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-2164/13/714, page 5 of 10. Figure 3 Evolution of metazoan RNase III domains. A cladogram of isolated RNase III domains from metazoan dicer and Drosha proteins. Nemeopsis dicer protein RNase III domains are labeled in red. Bootstrap support values above 45, based on 1000 bootstrap replicates, are displayed on branches with Bayesian probabilities as indicated. See additional file 7. Table S1 for information on sequence identifiers. B, scenario for Drosha evolution. DISA proteins evolved from a duplicated RNase III domain early in eukaryotic evolution. DROSHA proteins evolved from a duplicated DISA protein early in metazoan evolution. White A and B labels represent RNase IIIA and RNase II domains of DISA and DROSHA proteins, respectively. Green, yellow, pink and blue domains correspond with the clades shown in Anemiopsis. It appears more likely that mRNA functionality evolved alongside the DROSHA-PASHA-mediated pathway, independently of the Mertrin pathway. Discerning the point in evolutionary time in which Mertrins became functional will require a thorough analysis of the genomes of additional species beyond nematodes, mammals, and avians. 3.45. Conclusions. The implications of these results depend upon the phylogenetic position of Ctenophora. If ctenophores are the most basal metazoan clade, the most parsimonious explanation for our observations is that metazoan mRNA functionality originated after ctenophores diverged from Maxwell et al. BMC Genomics 2012, 13, 714 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-2164/13/714, page 6 of 10. Sample preparation. Two RNA sources were used for sequencing mRNAs. Sample 1 was collected in Woods Hole, MA from mixed-stage late embryos 15-30 hours post-fertilization. Total RNA was prepped with tree reagent. Sample 2 was collected in Miami, FL from mixed-stage embryos 0-30 hours post-fertilization. Total RNA was prepped with TR-Isol reagent and resuspended in 50 liters of the RNA solution spiked with RNAseq. Sequencing of short RNAs and genome mapping. Libraries of small RNAs were prepared from 5 grams total RNA using Illumina's small RNA alternative V1.5. Bilateria. H. magni papillata. T. adherens. A. queenslandica. M. leedii. M. brevicolis. S. rosetta. Metazoa C. arczazaki. S. arctica. Bilateria. H. magni papillata. N. victensis. A. queenslandica. T. adherens. M. brevicolis. M. leedii. C. arczazaki. Methods. B. metazoa. S. rosetta. S. arctica. A. represent an intriguing model for better understanding the early evolution of small RNA-based regulatory functions, shedding light on a point in evolutionary time that may have predated the need for additional plasticity in key molecular systems inherent to animals. We expect that further exploration of the genomes of other ctenophores, early branching metazoans, and closely related non-metazoans will help determine the exact point in evolutionary history at which both canonical and Mertrin-based mRNA pathways and their components emerged. N. victensis. The rest of animals, figure 4a. Alternatively, if periferins are the most basal metazoan clade, then DROSHA, PASHA and canonical mRNA functionality must have been lost in the Nemeopsis lineage, figure 4b. If the latter were true, then canonical microRNAs and their machinery would have been independently lost in both Ctenophora and Plecozoa. This, along with the large-scale losses of mRNAs described in Acolomorphs, 46, and Cnidarians, 37, would contradict the premise that mRNAs are ultra-conserved, canalized characters that are continuously added, but rarely lost, and, as such, would challenge their usefulness as phylogenetic markers. 12.13. Our data supports a scenario in which the role of mRNAs in fine-tuning gene expression was not solidified until more recently in metazoan evolution and thus indicates that mRNA regulatory functions were, perhaps, non-essential during early metazoan diversification. Given this, the lack of recognizable mRNA functionality in Nemeopsis supports a scenario with Ctenophora branching at the base of the metazoa, prior to the emergence of mRNA functionality, figure 4a. It may also indicate that a novel RNA-based regulatory pathway evolved either within the Ctenophore lineage or as a precursor to the canonical mRNA pathway recognizable in the rest of the metazoa. In either case, Tenophores. Emergence of mRNA. Emergence of mRNA. Pasha drosha disa. Pasha loss drosha loss disa loss. mRNA functionality. No mRNA functionality. Figure 4 scenarios of the evolutionary implications of canonical mRNA functionality. Absence in Nemeopsis leadii A. Tenophora, represented by M. leadii. Branching earlier than periphera, represented by A. queenslandica. In this scenario, mRNA functionality likely emerged after the branching of Tenophora B, periphera branching prior to Tenophora. In this scenario, mRNA functionality co-evolved with the metazoa and was lost from Nemeopsis leadii, along with the biogenesis proteins drosha and pasha. Also shown are the closest outgrowths to the metazoa with sequenced genomes, that is, S. arctica, C. arczazaki, S. rosetta, and M. brevicolis. See methods for details on the identification of mRNA pathway proteins in these species. Maxwell et al. BMC Genomics 2012, 13, 714 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-2164/13/714. Sample prep protocol with the following modifications. Adapter ligation times were increased from 1 hour to 6 hours, a total of 15 PCR cycles were used, and a 10% acrylamide gel was used for better resolution of properly ligated sequences from unligated free adapters. Sequencing of adapter libraries was performed on an Illumina GAX using version 5 chemistry and RTA version 1.8.7.0.0. Both runs were 36 cycle single read. Raw sequencing data was post-processed using Cassava 1.7.0 and deposited in the NCBI short read archive http://www.ncbi.nlm.ni.gov/sra/accession-sra057204. The 30 adapter sequence at CTGCTTGT was trimmed from reads using Novacraft's Novalin V, the 2nd of July 2018. After filtering reads of low quality, we mapped the trimmed reads to the Nemeopsis genome independently with both Novalin and Boti V0.12.47, allowing up to 2 mismatches. Novalin successfully mapped 65.9% of reads from sample 1, out of 14,965,804 reads after removal of an overrepresented, unannotated RNA transcript, and 58.5% of reads from sample 2 to the genome, out of 30,311,098 reads. Boti mapped 68.3% and 66.7% of reads from each sample, respectively. Rough estimates showed that 94% of read mappings from sample 1 were represented in sample 2 and, conversely, 91% of read mappings from sample 2 were represented in sample 1. This indicates that differences in samples and sequencing protocols did not significantly affect read sources. Canonical mRNA prediction. MeRD2, 48, and MeRanalyzer, version 0.2, 49, were used to predict mRNAs from our short RNA sequence data and the Nemeopsis genome. Candidate predictions were restricted to those present in both samples in at least one read. Next, candidate mRNAs were ranked by the number of methods predicting them, where identification in both methods was considered most confident and predictions by MeRD2 only were favored over MeRanalyzer only. This ranking is a result of noise filtering to reduce false positives in MeRD2, producing fewer predictions, 143 in sample 1 and 248 in sample 2 with MeRD2, versus 4,197 in sample 1 and 9,056 in sample 2 with MeRanalyzer. For MeRD2, we used all metazone mature mRNA sequences in MeRbase, http://merbase.org/ftp.shtml, as the input set of known mRNAs. This is used to identify potentially conserved mRNAs, in addition to providing a template for estimating the false positive rate and signal-to-noise ratio at different score cutoffs. 48. No known metazone mRNAs, including those of other early branching metazones studied in this work, were identified in the Nemeopsis samples based on strict sequence similarity having identical seed sequences, nucleotides, page 7 of 10, 2-7, and a maximum of 3 mismatches in the remaining mature or mature star arm 13. The reported signal-to-noise distributions for each sample were notably dissimilar to those reported in other species with known mRNAs, 48. The signal-to-noise ratio is expected to be roughly monotonically increasing with respect to MERD2 scores and, in other species including Nematostella, should provide a true positive score cutoff at which signal-to-noise is 10:1, or in the worst case, C-squared, at least 3.5:1. In our samples, the signal-to-noise ratio peaks at 1.6:1 and 1.3:1, respectively at a score cutoff of 4, and drops off at higher scores, additional file 3, dataset 2E and 2H. Although in those experiments the input set of known mRNAs was specific to a single species, opposed to all metazones, the distributions of signal-to-noise ratio versus score cutoffs does not appear high enough to make any positive predictions in our experiments. Further, our top predictions were sample-specific. For MERANALYZA, we used all RFAM sequences, provided automatically by the program, to identify known mRNAs and to filter short RNA sequences from other sources. In both samples, no known mRNA mature or mature star sequences were identified. We did not use MERANALYZA predictions alone to identify novel mRNAs because of the immense number of predictions made. Manual analysis showed that the most highly expressed predictions corresponded to RNAR sequences. We therefore only used MERANALYZA predictions to support MERD2 predictions. The best predictions over all samples and methods were made by MERD2 on sample 2. Thus, in addition to looking at the top predictions using the combinatorial criteria described above, we also looked at MERD2 predictions for each sample independently. No predicted mRNA had the ideal combination of read mapping signature and secondary structure to be considered a confident mRNA. Top MERD2 predictions for each sample are summarized in additional file 3, dataset 2AB. Raw prediction outputs are provided in additional file 3, dataset 2CH. Finally, in the absence of confident mRNA predictions by the methods described above, we searched the Nemeopsis genome specifically for MER100 and MER2022, as these mRNAs are the only known mRNAs, to our knowledge, thought to be conserved outside of the bilateria. MER100 appears to be conserved between Nematostella and bilaterians, while MER2022 appears to be conserved between Nematostella and Hydra. Querying the Nemeopsis genome with BLASTN using the conserved portions of the respective mature sequences, MER100, ACTAGATGATGK, MER2022, TTAGTTK, yielded partial hits in both cases, 14 and 16 nucleotide identity, respectively. Maxwell et al., BMC Genomics 2012, 13, 714 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-2164/13/714. However, only one hit, for MER2022 on scaffold ML1502 covered the expected seed site, and no short RNA sequencing reads from either sample map to this region. In all, these results support the absence of MER100 and MER2022 in Nemeopsis in addition to all other canonical mRNAs. MERTRN prediction. The basis of our MERTRN prediction method was the combination of an absolute count of mapping reads from BOTI, 47, and predicted secondary structures by UNR-fold, 50, scored using an SVM approach trained on fly MERTRNs, 51. All introns of length 50 to 120 nt in Nemeopsis were considered candidate mertrons, 3,953 total, additional file 3, dataset 2K, and scored by the SVM based on secondary structure alone. For every candidate mertron, we independently counted the number of reads pooled from both samples mapping in the correct orientation to the 30 or 50 splice sites, with a 3 nucleotide buffer in both directions. Our strict read mapping criteria was meant to identify the most likely candidates, while mertron reads can be found further from the splice sites in other species. The majority of reads tend to fall in this range. We produced three rankings of candidate mertrons based on the highest scored secondary structures, most correctly mapping reads, and finally by the intersection of the two. Our results did not uncover any high confidence mertron candidates. Scoring of the secondary structures resulted in noticeably fewer and lower quality predictions compared to scores reported on Drosophila melanogaster and Caenorhabditis elegans introns, 51, additional file 4, figure S2. We analyzed introns up to length 150 nt, 7,324 additional introns from those length 50-120 nt, in the case that Nemeopsis mertrons, like Amphimedon mRNAs, 9, were longer than those of flies. The intron length distribution can be seen in additional file 5, figure S3. We produced a ranked list based on read counts and manually analyzed the secondary structures of the most highly expressed. Again, no acceptable mertron candidates were identified. The best candidates had very low read counts and generally hit only one of the two splice sites. If they are truly functional mertrons, they are not expressed at high enough levels to be concluded as functional. In addition, their secondary structure predictions were less than ideal relative to known mertrons in other species. The best identified mertron candidate, scaffold ML4098, from 40399-40490, on the plus strand, contains only 7 reads total from a single sample, sample 2, 6 at the 50 splice site and 1 at the 30 splice site, and does not have a characteristic loop or 50/30 overhang structure. See additional file 6, figures S4 S8 for a summary of the best manually curated predictions. Page 8 of 10. Based on the combination of predicted secondary structure and read mappings, annotation of mRNA pathway proteins, RNA pathway proteins identified in Nemeopsis throughout the course of the study have been deposited in GenBank, http://www.ncbi.nlm.ne.gov/genbank/, with accessions JQ437405, DISA, JQ437406, Argonaut, JQ437407, Export in 5, and JQ437408. RAN. Two additional Argonaut family members were annotated, JX483728 and JX483729. Identification and annotation of Nemeopsis proteins was based on high-scoring reciprocal BLASTP hits to the human RefSeq protein set. TBLASTIN was also used but did not identify any better candidates. Human DISA and DROSHA both hit uniquely to the same Nemeopsis protein, but reciprocal BLASTP results favored DISA. The protein models of all species represented in Figure 4 were searched with HMMER 3.0, 42, for tandem RNase III domains. No DISA or DROSHA candidates were identified in the closest non-metazone outgroups, that is, Monarsiga brevicolis, Salpingoca rosetta, Capsapora arczazaki and Spheriforma arctica, Nematostella, Hydra, Trichoplax, and Amphimedon protein sequence data were downloaded from the Joint Genome Institute, JGI, website and protein sequence data for the closest non-metazone outgroups were downloaded from the Origins of Multicellularity Sequencing Project website of the Broad Institute of Harvard and MIT, http://www.broadinstitute.org/in-november-2011. In some of these species, the RNase III domains of DISA and DROSHA proteins were not properly annotated. In these cases, we instead used published, manually curated sequences, 9, or the appropriate RefSeq entries when those were not available. Other RNase III sequences from the Bilateria and Eubacteria included in our analysis were selected from sequences used in a previous study, 10, or sampled from RefSeq and GenBank. All accession numbers for RNase III enzymes included in our final analysis are reported in additional file 7, table S1. The trimmed RNase III domain sequences used to build the phylogenetic tree in figure 3 were aligned with HMMER 3.0, 42, and manually padded in cases where terminal gaps could be reliably filled. Residues 59-98 were manually trimmed from the alignment based on poor conservation. Both alignments are reported in additional file 1, dataset 1AB. Figure 3 was generated to better categorize the Nemeopsis RNase III enzyme as a DISA or DROSHA and to better understand the origin of DROSHA. This phylogenetic tree was built on the trimmed alignment described above. Protest V2.4, 52, was used to pick the best model of evolution and selected the LG model with optimization of substitution rates, gamma model of rate. Maxwell et al. BMC Genomics 2012, 13, 714 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-2164/13/714. Heterogeneity, and empirical amino acid frequencies, Protgamma-ELF model. We used Raxmal V7, 2, 8 er, 53, to build trees seeded on 24 random starting trees and 24 maximum parsimony trees. We also ran MR Bayes V3, 1, 2, 54, to construct a Bayesian tree, using 5 million iterations on 5 chains with a burn-in factor of 25%. MR Bayes was run using the second best model selected by Protest since the LG model is not available in MR Bayes, RTE-REV with optimized substitution rates, gamma model of rate heterogeneity, and empirical amino acid frequencies. All 49 trees were compared in a maximum likelihood framework, and we reported the tree with the highest likelihood, Raxmal with maximum parsimony starting tree, log likelihood equals 5895.384778. Support for clades was assessed using 1000 bootstrap replicates and posterior probabilities computed with MR Bayes. Newick formatted trees are provided in additional file 1, dataset 1CD with bootstraps and Bayesian posterior probabilities. Additional files. Additional file 1, dataset 1 contains a folder of source data files, that is, protein sequence alignments and Newick formatted trees containing bootstrap support and Bayesian posterior probabilities, respectively. In plain text format to accompany the phylogenetic trees produced for figure 3 and additional file 2, figure S1. Additional file 2, figure S1 provides a phylogenetic tree, and the corresponding most parsimonious evolutionary scenario, produced on the data used in figure 3 with the addition of eubacterial sequences. Addressing the less parsimonious scenario of DROSHA's direct evolution from eubacterial RNase III enzymes, 10. Additional file 3, dataset 2 contains a folder of output data files in plain text format related to the mRNA predictions, both canonical and Mertron, produced by the various programs described in the methods. Additional file 4, figure S2 provides the prediction score histograms produced by the Mertron prediction method used, 51. Additional file 5, figure S3 shows the intron length distribution for Nemeopsis leadii. Additional file 6, figures S4-S8 illustrate the top 5 Mertron predictions based on the criteria described in the methods. Additional file 7, table S1 defines the RNase III protein sequence identifiers used in the phylogenetic trees described above. Competing interests. The authors declare no competing interests. Authors' contributions. EKM performed the majority of computational analyses and was primary author of the manuscript. JFR says, Webb and ADB contributed to performing the mRNA predictions, protein pathway identification, and phylogenetic analyses. Webb performed experimental analysis. All authors contributed to the design of the study and preparation of the manuscript. Acknowledgements. The authors would like to thank the NIH Intramural Sequencing Center, particularly A. Young, for performing the small RNA sequencing and describing the protocol, K. Pang for providing samples, M. Martindale for reviewing the manuscript, D. Gildea for assistance with short RNA sequencing analysis, J. Fekix and D. Leger for assistance in the creation and editing of figures, M. Srivastava for input regarding selection of protein. Page 9 of 10, sequences, N. Trivedi for input on figure design, and A. Nguyen for assistance with mRNA predictions. This work was supported by a NIH Graduate Research Fellowship, EKM, by the Intramural Research Program of the National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, EKM, JFR, CES, ADB, and by the University of Miami, College of Arts and Sciences and Provost Research Award, WEB. Author details. 1. Genome Technology Branch, National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, MD 20892, USA. 2. Bioinformatics Program, Boston University, Boston, MA 02215. USA. 3. SARS International Center for Marine Molecular Biology, University of Bergen, Bergen 5008, Norway. 4. Department of Biology, University of Miami, Coral Gables, FL 33146, USA. Received. 2 May 2012 accepted. 30 November 2012 published. 20 December 2012. References. 1. Ruby J.G., Yon C.H., Bartle D.P., Intronic MicroRNA Precursors That Bypass Drosha Processing, Nature 2007, 448, 83-86, 2. Berizikov E., Chung W.J., Willis J., Kuppen E., Lai E.C., Mammalian Mertran Genes, Mol Cell 2007, 28, 328-336, 3. Axtell M.J., Westholm J.O., Lai E.C., Vive La Difference, Biogenesis and Evolution of MicroRNAs in Plants and Animals, Genome Bio 2011, 12, 221, 4. Schickel R., Boyerinus B., Park S.M., Peter M.E., MicroRNAs, Key Players in the Immune System, Differentiation, Tumorigenesis and Cell Death, Oncogene 2008, 27, 5959, 5974, 5, Liu N., Akamura K., Tyler D.M., Phillips M.D., Chung W.J., Lai E.C., The Evolution and Functional Diversification of Animal MicroRNA Genes, Cell Res 2008, 18, 985-996, 6. Berizikov E., Evolution of MicroRNA Diversity and Regulation in Animals, Nat Rev Genet 2011, 12, 846-860, 7. Shabalina S.A., Kunin E.V., Origins and Evolution of Eukaryotic RNA Interference, Trends Eckel Evel 2008, 23, 578-587, 8. Kosick K.S., MicroRNAs Tell an Evo-Devo Story, Nat Rev Neurosi 2009, 10, 754-759, 9, Grimson A., Srivastava M., Fahey B., Woodcroft B.J., Chang H.R., King N., Degnan B.M., Roxer D.S., Bartle D.P., Early Origins and Evolution of MicroRNAs and PIWI Interacting RNAs in Animals, Nature 2008, 455, 1193, 1197, 10. Cerutti H., Casas Milano Yar, On the Origin and Functions of RNA-Mediated Silencing, From Protists to Man, Kerr-Jenner 2006, 50, 81-99, 11, Kim V. N., Han J., Siami M. C., Biogenesis of Small RNAs in Animals, Nat Rev. Mol Cell Bio 2009, 10, 126-139, 12, Peterson K. J., Dietrich Mister, McPeak M. A., MicroRNAs and Metazone Microevolution, Insights into Canalization, Complexity, and the Cambrian Explosion, BioEssays 2009, 31, 736-747, 13, Wheeler B. M., Heimberg A. M., Moore V. N., Sperling E. A., Holstein T. W., Heber S., Peterson K. J., The Deep Evolution of Metazone MicroRNAs, Evo Devo 2009, 1150-68, 14, Niwa R., Slack F. J., The Evolution of Animal MicroRNA Function, Kerr Oppenjenet Dev 2007, 17, 145-150, 15, Bartle D. P., MicroRNAs, Genomics, Biogenesis, Mechanism, and Function, Cell 2004, 116, 281-297, 16, Jones-Rhodes M.W., Bartle D.P., Bartle B., MicroRNAs and Their Regulatory Roles in Plants, Anu Rev. Plant Bile 2006, 57, 19-53, 17, Hinnis A., Riemiger J., Wagner Egg, Nellen W., Ambrus V.R., Sederbum F., The Small RNA Repertoire of Dictyostelium discoideum and its regulation by components of the RNA pathway. Nucleic Acids Res 2007, 35, 6714, 6726, 18. Koch J.M., Sterk L., Rouse A.P., Skornet D., Allen A.E., Amatsius G., Anthowit V., Artigunave F., Ori J.M., Badger J.H., et al., The Ectocarpus Genome and the Independent Evolution of Multicellularity in Brown Algae, Nature 2010, 465, 617-621, 19, Wang A., He L., Wang G., Identification and Characterization of MicroRNAs from Pheodactylum tricornutum by High Throughput Sequencing and Bioinformatics Analysis, BMC Genomics 2011, 12, 337, 20, Lin W. C., Li S. C., Lin W. C., Shin J. W., Hu S. N., Y. U. X. M., Wang T. Y., Chen S. C., Chen H. C., Chen S. J., et al., Identification of MicroRNA in the Protist Trichomonas vaginalis, Genomics 2009, 93, 487-493, Maxwell et al., BMC Genomics 2012, 13, 714 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1471-2164/13/714, 21, Chen XS, Collins LJ, Biggs PJ, Penny D., High Throughput Genome-Wide Survey of Small RNAs from the Parasitic Protists Giardia Intestinalis and Trichomonas Vaginalis, Genome Bile Evel 2009, 1, 165-175, 22, Wang P.J., Lin W.C., Chen S.C., Lin Y.H., Sun C.H., Liu P.C., Tang P., Identification of putative miRNAs from the deep branching unicellular flagellates, Genomics 2012, 99, 101-107, 23, Lin W.C., Wang K.Y., Chen S.C., Wang T.Y., Chen S.J., Wang P.J., Tang P., Malate dehydrogenase is negatively regulated by MIR1 in Trichomonas vaginalis, Paracetyl Res 2009, 105, 1683, 1689, 24, Li W., Sirai AA, Wang CC, Gene regulation in Giardia lamblia involves a putative microRNA derived from a small nuclear RNA, plus Negatroptis 2011, 5E1338, 25, Serai AA, Li W, Wang CC, a microRNA derived from an apparent canonical biogenesis pathway regulates variant surface protein gene expression in Giardia lamblia. RNA 2011, 17, 2152, 2164, 26, Serai AA, Wang CC, Snow RNA, a novel precursor of microRNA in Giardia lamblia, plus Pathod 2008, 4E1224, 27, Braun L, Canella D, Ortet P, Barakat M, Sortel CF, Kiefer S, Guerin J, Bastien O, Voynet O, Hakimi MA, a complex small RNA repertoire is generated by a plant fungal-like machinery and affected by a metazone-like argonaut in the single cell human parasite Toxoplasma gondii, plus Pathod 2010, 6E1920, 28, Molnar A, Schwarch F, Studholm DJ, Thunemann EC, Ballcom DC, Myrna's control gene expression in the single-cell alga Chlamydomonas reinhardtii, Nature 2007, 447, 1126, 1129, 29, Zhao T, Li G, Mi S, Li S, Hannon GJ, Wang XJ, Ki Y, a complex system of small RNAs in the unicellular green alga Chlamydomonas reinhardtii, Genes Dev 2007, 21, 1190, 1203, 30, Tava J.E., Donahue P.C.J., Peterson K.J., Do Me RNAs Have a Deep Evolutionary History? BioEssays 2012, 34, 857-866, 31, Dunn C.W., Hegnell A., Mattis D.Q., Pang K., Brown W., Smith S.A., Sever E., Rouse G.W., Obst M, Edgecom GD, et al., broad phylogenomic sampling improves resolution of the animal tree of life, Nature 2008, 452, 745-749, 32, Hegnell A, Obst M, Stomatoclus A, Ott M, Rouse GW, Edgecom GD, Martinez P, Baganer J, Bailey X, John Delius U, et al., Assessing the Root of Bilaterian Animals with Scalable Phylogenomic Methods. Proc Bio C 2009, 276, 4261, 4270, 33. Ryan J.F., Pang K., Comparative Sequencing Program N., Mulliken J.C., Martindale M.Q., Baxevenus A.D., The homeodomain complement of the Ctenophoronemiopsis leadii suggests that Ctenophora and Porifera diverged prior to the Parahoxozoa. Evo Devo 2010, 1, 9, 34. Rietzel A.M., Pang K., Ryan J.F., Mulliken J.C., Martindale M.Q., Baxevenus A.D., Tarrant A.M., Nuclear receptors from the Ctenophoronemiopsis leadii lack a zinc finger DNA binding domain, lineage, specific loss or ancestral condition in the emergence of the nuclear receptor superfamily, Evo Devo 2011, 2, 3, 35, Pang K, Ryan J.F., Baxevenus A.D., Martindale M.Q., Evolution of the TGF signaling pathway and its potential role in the Ctenophoronemiopsis leadii, plus 1 2011, 6E24152, 36, Pick K.S., Philip H., Scriber F., Erpenbeck D., Jackson D.J., Reed P., Veens M., Ailey A., Morgenstern B., Manuel M., et al., Improved phylogenomic taxon sampling noticeably affects non-bilaterian relationships, Mol Bio Evel 2010, 27, 1983-1987, 37, Chapman Yar, Kirkness E.F., Simakov O., Hampson S.E., Mitras T., Wienmeyer T., Ratter E.T., Balasubramanian P.G., Borman J., Busum D., et al., The Dynamic Genome of Hydra, Nature 2010, 464, 592-596, 38. Hertle J, Dijong D, Mars M, Rose D, Tafer H, Tanzer A, Shearwater B, Staedtler PF, Non-coding RNA annotation of the genome of Trichoplaxid herons. Nucleic acids Res 2009, 37, 1602, 1615, 39. Mac Ray IJ, Daugner Yar, Ribonucleus Revisited, Structural Insights into Ribonucleus III Family Enzymes. Kerr Oppenstruct Bile 2007, 17, 138-145, 40. Mochizuki K, a Dicer-like protein in tetrahymena has distinct functions in genome rearrangement, chromosome segregation, and meiotic prophase. Genes Dev 2005, 19, 77-89, 41. Mac Ray IJ, Zhao K, Daugner Yar, Structural Determinants of RNA Recognition and Cleavage by Dicer. NatStruct Mol Bile 2007, 14, 934-940, 42. Finn Road, Clements J, Eddie SR, HMMER Web Server, Interactive Sequence Similarity Searching. Nucleic Acids Res 2011, 39W29W37, 43 Dijong D, Etel M, Jakob W, Arsigus HJ, Hadries H, Desol R, Shearwater B, Multiple Dicer Genes in the Early Diverging Metazoa. Mol Bile Evel 2009, 26, 1333, 1340, page 10 of 10, 44, Zhang L, Hao D, Chen X, Li D, Zhu L, Zhang Y, Li J, Bian Z, Liang X, KX, et al., Exogenous plant MIR-168 specifically targets mammalian LDLRAPE1, evidence of cross-kingdom regulation by microRNA, Cell Res 2011, 1-20, 45, Flinters, Greeman JC, Chung WJ, Lima CD, Lai EC, microRNA biogenesis via splicing and exosome-mediated trimming in Drosophila, Molecular Cell 2010, 38, 900-907, 46, Philip H, Brinkman H, Copley RR, Moroz LL, Nakano H, Paustka AJ, Wahlberg A, Peterson KJ, Telford MJ, Acolomorph flatworms are deuterostomes related to Xenotabella. Nature 2011, 470, 255-258, 47, Langmed B, Trapnel C, Pop M, Salzburg SL, Ultrafast and memory efficient alignment of short DNA sequences to the human genome. Genome Bile 2009, 10R25, 48. Friedlander Mr., Mikhaiak SD, Li N, Chen W, Rajewski N, MIRD2 accurately identifies known and hundreds of novel microRNA genes in 7 animal clades. Nucleic Acids Res 2012, 40, 37-52, 49, Hackenberg M, Sturm M, Langenberger D, Falcon Perez JM, Aronsay AM, MIRANALYZA, a microRNA detection and analysis tool for next-generation sequencing experiments. Nucleic Acids Res 2009, 37W68W76, 50, Markham NR, Zucker M, Unar Fold, Software for Nucleic Acid Folding and Hybridization, Methods Mol Bile 2008, 453, 3-31, 51, Chung WJ, Agius P, Westholm JO, Chen M, Akamura K, Robin N, Leslie CS, Lai EC, Computational and Experimental Identification of Mertrans in Drosophila melanogaster and Caenorhabditis elegans. Genome Res 2011, 21, 286-300, 52. Abascal F, Zardoya R, Posada D, Protest, Selection of Best Fit Models of Protein Evolution. Bioinformatics 2005, 21, 2104, 2105, 53. Stomatocus A, Hoover P, Raugemont J, A Rapid Bootstrap Algorithm for the Raxmal Web Servers, SystBile 2008, 57, 758-771, 54, Ronquist F, Hulsenbeck JP, MR Bayes 3, Bayesian Phylogenetic Inference Under Mixed Models, Bioinformatics 2003, 19, 1572, 1574, doi10.1186.14712.16413714. Cite this article as Maxwell, et al. Micro, RNAs and essential components of the microRNA processing machinery are not encoded in the genome of the Teneformiapsis leadii. BMC Genomics 2012-13, 714. Submit your next manuscript to Biomed Central and take full advantage of convenient online submission, thorough peer review, no space constraints or color geocharges, immediate publication on acceptance, inclusion in PubMed, CAS, Scopus and Google Scholar research, which is freely available for redistribution. Submit your manuscript at www.biomedcentral.com/submit.